Welcome back to another episode of Taylor's Takes. I'm joined by Ben Davis, interim head basketball coach, Coach Corey Taylor. How are you doing this morning, Coach?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. So you guys had a really impressive sectionals victory where you guys, first off, you beat the rival Pike Red Devils. And it looked like in that game, you know, you guys didn't start off, playing the best basketball. It feels like in the third, halfway through the third quarter, through the fourth quarter, you guys took a big step. What were the keys in getting, kind of getting that run all put together?
I think a lot of it just comes with that sectional, that first opening game. Everyone feels like they have a chance. It's 0-0. So a lot of teams have the best game plan. They're going to play the hardest. And that's kind of the game we kind of expected out of a rival game, type of game and win or go home situation. So we came out in the third, and I think over time we overpowered them a little bit, and our defense intensity kind of picked up as well, and we started to make some shots. But I just think that just comes along with the first tournament game. That's just getting the jitters out.
Yeah, I agree there. And then so you guys moved on the Friday game, and you got a nice win against a team you've seen before, Southport. Obviously, you've seen both Pike and Southport up to that point. Does it help you, in games like that, to kind of see a team that you've seen before? Or, do you kind of like to go against a team that, you aren't as familiar with around playoff time?
Yeah, I definitely think the familiarity helps in some ways. But also, you can't get comfortable knowing that, okay, we won them against them during the regular season, because it really doesn't matter. You see a lot of guys play their best basketball, when it really counts. And so for Southport, in their case, they brought their best game, and some of those guys have gotten a lot better since the last time we played them. We beat them really, really good in its regular season, but they put up a good fight in our game. I thought we just did a really good job making shots. I want to say we went 12 or 16 from the three-point line that night. KJ had 26. Mark White, Mark Zachary played extremely well, along with some other guys. And, but they're a good team. They're going to be good next year. That big kid in the middle is only a sophomore, so I'm assuming he's going to be really, really good next year as well. And so, but I thought that also was another good win for us in that sectional run.
Yeah, so you beat Southport by a final score of 74-53. And you said, the three-point line was working very well that night. You got a spark from both Wyndham and Zachary. Mm-hmm. I think, both of them played three of their best games of the season. So what were the keys to their successes?
I just thought we found a way to get quality shots. We got out and played with some pace. And, you just can't overhelp on one, because I think both have just versatile skill sets outside of shooting the basketball. They can create their own shot. They could create for others as well. And I just thought they just had it going that night. And so as our leaders, you obviously have seen in the past where KJ and Mark play their best basketball on the biggest stages. So we look forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. So, kind of moving in now to the Saturday game, the championship game against the Roncalli Royals. Now, you guys have not seen the Roncalli Royals all season long, so they were a new team. They shot the three ball throughout the season at a very high rate, and you guys did not let them shoot the three ball, hardly at all. What was your defensive, what was working well for the defense in that game?
I mean, I just thought, the intensity from the very jump. I thought, for one, I got to give a lot of kudos to Tavion Williams. That very first defensive possession, the goal was to stay down on the big man fakes, and he blocked his shot three times in a row. I think really set the tone for the entire game. And just the on-ball pressure, making them handle the ball under pressure and guard the three-point line. And so not only did we want them to run them off the three-point line, but we also want to close out under control where we kept the ball in front of us and limited the paint touches. So with that in mind, knowing that all five guys can shoot the three and the way they shot the ball versus Franklin Central as well as where they shot the ball versus Decatur Central, we knew we had to stay on top of that. And I thought we did a really good job paying attention to detail in the scouting report.
So you held your team held their leading scorer, Carrigas, to, I believe he averaged 17 a game, and I think you guys held him to 7 points. Mm-hmm. I know you're going into the game plan, you always want to lock their best player down, but what was the, as you were saying, the defensive takeaways in the Roncalli game, what was your main takeaway from, the Carrigas battle there in us? locking him down?
You know what, man? A lot of that has to do with just effort, like multiple efforts, because they're going to find a way to get him the ball in advantage opportunities. And I thought that Mark White did an awesome job of fighting through screens, running him off the line, forcing him to make tough twos, and just didn't give him really a lot of room to breathe. He made a tough shot in the first half where he shot a fade. And I was like, if he makes that shot the rest of the game, I'll be surprised. You know, it was just one of those shots where it just went in. But other than that, you know, kudos to Mark White. He's been awesome. He's done a great job this year defensively for us as well as offensively. But his defensive effort was there. It was obvious. He's done a great job of holding really good players to under the average. And we need that out of him.
Yeah, as again you allude to White, he's done a very good job on the defensive end. Was that something that, you know, he kind of, you know, wanted to do during the preseason, was, you know, just be a better defender overall? Is that something he took into his game, you know, a lot during the offseason? Or was that, did it just kind of all kind of just come together this year?
You know, it's kind of always been his role with us since he's probably the first 3 years where he subbed in for Sean Arnold quite a bit. And Sean would guard the other team's best player. And I always did a wonderful job guarding the other team's best player and limited to the under their average as well. And so he played spot minutes, limited minutes these last few years, obviously just sitting behind some older guys. And I think now you're just seeing it more often because he's getting more minutes. And so, but he's always been a great defender, and he takes pride on that side of the ball. And I think he sets the tone as well defensively, along with Mark Zachary, KJ, and all the other guys.
So, Coach, obviously you won the sectional championship this week, but next week it is regionals this Saturday. You guys take on New Palestine, a 4A team. They beat Greenfield Central in the upset on their side of the bracket to move on. So, obviously, you know, I think this team is like 22-5. They're a very solid team. You know, obviously Ben Davis doesn't see them in the regular season at all, and a lot of the common opponents aren't very common. So you know, how do you kind of look into this game, and you know, how do you kind of prepare for it? Because, you know, again, we haven't, you know, Ben Davis has not really seen a team like this all year long.
Yeah, I mean, I think in a way they're very similar to like a Ron Colley team, where they got a really, really good player and they got really disciplined players around him, where they're skilled enough to make shots. They're gonna be well coached, they're gonna run their system. They've done some good things in the games versus like LN. They played Southport as well. So we have a few common opponents, which once we dive into the film, we know exactly who they are. They got a really good player on that side, Gizzy. He's leading the state in scoring right now. But it's good for us. I mean, I think that, you know, we've seen some things. We've got common opponents, so I think we kind of match up pretty well with them as well.
Yeah. So, once again, you guys should tune in. That will be Saturday, March 9th, where the Giants take on New Palestine. Coach Taylor, once again, thank you for joining me today, and good luck in the regional.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you.